On Midwest Week, what is the future of a major shopping mall in western Illinois? I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Rob Connolly, reporter for the Galesburg Register-Mail. So, Rob, what can you tell us about the current owners of the Sandburg Mall in Galesburg? Who are they?
Well, G.L. Harris, who goes by the name of Buck, and he works with a guy named Tom Morris. They're out of the Fort Worth and Arlington areas of Texas, and they bought the mall after a auction sale in about, I think, August or September. And so they've been the owners for the last couple months.
Now, do they own other shopping malls? Why would they be interested in buying a mall in Galesburg?
Yeah, actually, when the week that they bought the Sandburg Mall, they had actually purchased another mall in another part of the country. So they've been known to do this around the country. And I think they come in and try to, you know, bring some new life, whether that's, you know, tearing down parts of it, or if it's, you know, working with the building as is. So they've been known to do this.
And what do you know about their plans, if anything, for the Sandburg Mall?
Well, back in November, they initially came out and said that they were going to demolish essentially the heart of the mall and leave the four anchor stores. And that plan has now been put on hold as the new ownership, specifically Tom Morris, is looking to finalize plans, which those could be revealed sometime later this month.
Oh, okay. So that was the original plan, and now we get the idea that they've come up with something different, or did someone say we won't approve it, or we don't know at this point?
We're not really sure. You know, it's on hold. It could be completely redeveloped as is, but I know that there's some concerns with the roof. You know, people have said $1 to $2 million to replace it, and that's a pretty heavy cost up front. So I think that's why, you know, some people have looked at, you know, tearing down parts of it.
Okay, so Rob, what stores are open in the Sandburg Mall right now? How busy is it?
There's less than 20 stores that are currently open. The main tenants are JCPenney and Bergner's, which are two of the four anchors. The other two anchors have been closed. And we also have Bath & Body Works, and there's a Hibbett Sporting Goods. That's a chain store, and everything else is pretty much small business, kind of like a Universal Sporting Goods and a GNC supplement store.
Okay. Do you have any ideas to how many people are working in the mall right now, Rob?
I would think the number is a couple dozen. I know when Christopher and Banks just closed on January 25th, that was six employees. They gave the store enough notice, though, so all those employees were able to find a new job before the closure. When Zales closed about a week ago, they didn't give a list of employees, but I would think that it might be similar to Christopher and Banks. So that's maybe, you know, 10 jobs that have left in the last 2 weeks.
Wow, okay. So how does this compare to years ago when the mall first opened? Do people tell you how busy it was and how many people worked there back then?
Well, a lot of people have pointed to about 2001 when McDonald's left the mall as kind of the first sign that maybe things were changing. In recent years, Sears closed in 2014, Kmart closed last June. And, you know, when it first opened, I think it was 70 stores, and it was, you know, very busy. You know, every space was occupied. But the last 15 years, we've kind of had this slow decline to the point where we're at now.
And so what's the problem, Rob? Is it something about Galesburg or western Illinois or the Midwest or the nation or shopping malls? What's going on?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with shopping malls themselves. I know, you know, when people talk about mixed-use development at old shopping malls, they point to a project down in the Bloomington Normal area that was done last decade. They also point to one, I believe, in Bettendorf, Duck Creek, as examples of, you know, old malls that were breathed new life by, you know, mixed-use development. But a lot of what's going on in Galesburg is along North Seminary Street, and I'm not sure if it's just the market trends are changing more to that north sector where we've had a Kohl's built, Pizza Ranch, and, you know, Walmart moved out there, I think, about 8 years ago. So it's kind of been a changing marketplace here in Galesburg.
Oh, okay. So some people are moving away from Henderson Street that sort of used to be the one of the main hubs of the area.
Yeah, and if you drive along West Carl Sandburg Drive, you can see, you know, there's a housing development built, and it's mostly surrounded by farmland. Well, when it was built, the idea was that development was going to continue out there, but it's kind of the sign of, you know, what happened in Galesburg, since it's still just farmland, and it's kind of a little isolated subdivision almost.
And what do local officials say, Rob, about how important this is, the Sandburg Mall? Is this a big priority for them, or have they given up or working on something else?
Well, the city officials, not a lot of them have had direct contact with the new ownership. I know the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, they've taken an approach on their own to help current mall tenants find new homes. I think about 2 or 3 days ago, a dance studio announced through the partnership that they were moving to a empty space in downtown, so they were going to stay in Galesburg. The city's just kind of waiting to see what happens. They did add the mall to the Enterprise Zone about a year ago, so there are some, you know, tax breaks and some financial benefit to new construction or, you know, whatever the new ownership intends to do out there. They're going to get some help from the city.
Okay. And are there any deadlines coming up, or do we know when the owners might present their plans or anything like that?
No, I know when the initial plan about the demolition came out, a lot of people pointed to a yearly event held out there on the first weekend in March, the Western Illinois Builders Association. They have an open house out there, and it's actually their 40th year this year. So that's on March 4th, or the weekend of March 4th. And so that's kind of been looked at as a benchmark, I guess. And the new ownership, they've said that they could have a plan, I think, in about 2 or 3 weeks. But there's not really anything set in stone right now. I know stores are continuing to leave. Hibbett Sporting Goods, they'll be leaving in about May to join a new strip mall that's being built off of North Seminary Street. So there's a few deadlines that are out there, but nothing concrete.
Okay. And what about the Kmart building, Rob? That's part of the new owners own the Kmart building, even though that was in some way sort of separate from the mall?
Actually, that's still owned by Sears Holding, the parent company.
Oh, okay.
I've tried to get in contact with some of their real estate workers to see if they've had negotiations to sell that to the new mall ownership, but I haven't gotten much clarity on that. But that is kind of one of the big unanswered questions is, you know, if you redevelop that, I mean, it would look weird to just kind of have the vacant Kmart sitting in the middle of a new development. So, you know, I think there's some resolution probably in the future, but nothing as of right now.
And, Rob, do you get an idea that readers of the Register Mail are following this? Is this something that they think is important?
Yes, I know when we broke the story that the demolition was planned, a couple of the business owners from the mall actually were commenting on social media that they were learning it from us. And, you know, whatever you think of the mall as it is now, a lot of people have fond memories from, you know, growing up and going out there with their family, or, you know, it being here for 40 years. And so I think a lot of people are just kind of hoping that it becomes, you know, a centerpiece of Galesburg as it was years ago.